99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Chaz and AJ in the morning on the show right now. Rivers Cuomo with Weezer.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
No, this is Eric. I'm putting Rivers on.
Here we go. Eric. The go-between. Hi, Eric.
Rivers, yep. You're on with Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys.
It's a big honor to talk to you. Thanks for doing this. I know you don't do it a lot. We interview a lot of people, and there was a real energy in the building when we heard we got an interview with you.
Oh, that's cool.
My boss acknowledged I exist.
So first I want to start with, I'm sorry for your loss with Rick Ocasek. I know he was a dear friend and a great part of the band.
Yeah, really, just unbelievable shock. Did not see that coming, but so grateful to him. Just looking back, and he really got us started out. We sent him our demo tape, and we couldn't believe it. He got right back to us and was like, "This is amazing. I want to be involved." And he waived his production fee on our first album that went on to become such a big album for us. And then he did a couple more albums over the course of our career, and we really miss him.
How was it like sitting in the studio recording your first album, and there's Rick Ocasek
right
standing there? That had to be intimidating.
A little nervous, yes.
Well, yeah, but it was a good nerves, because it gave us extra energy. The first thing he did was, "All right, guys, you got to get out of your comfort zone here in L.A. and let's go to New York City, and we're going to go to Electric Lady Studios, where all these classic albums were made, like your favorite Kiss albums were made here." And it just so exciting. And then, yeah, took us to his house, and you know, we see the album awards, 13 million album award, wow, 13 times platinum for this or that album. And it's like, oh wow, this is the big leagues. Here we are. Let's do this.
Smooth. Wow. Yeah, that's inspiring. Did he let you use his guitar on one of the songs? Did you play his guitar?
Yeah, actually, he didn't. He didn't just let me, but he insisted I use it because he said my guitar sounded terrible.
Oh, I get okay. That hint. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate that. You could have just said it.
He gave me, it's like a 1958 Les Paul Jr., something like that. And that's what I used not only on the first album, but pretty much on every album after that. It's basically the Weezer guitar sound.
Oh, wow.
Is from his guitar.
Do you still have that?
I still use that, yeah. Now I have, I make use of several of those.
Cool.
We know you're from Connecticut, and,
yeah,
you know, you're our claim to fame along with Michael Bolton.
Right. In that order, too. You, then him, then pizza.
We're talking to Rivers Cuomo, lead vocalist, guitarist, keyboardist, songwriter, and genius of Weezer. Do you have a favorite pizza spot here in Connecticut?
Well, I don't know if it exists anymore, but it was... I grew up in Storrs, which is where UConn is, and Paul's Pizza, and get pizza there. I hope it still exists. It was awesome.
I don't know. I'm going to call them right after this, though.
Right, find out. You guys still there? Because Rivers wants a pizza.
Yeah, they'll be very excited. Yeah, we'll bring some over to you at Foxwoods.
Yeah, and then we all moved out to L.A. right after we graduated high school, and they just don't make pizza like that on the West Coast.
Oh, hell no. Impressive. Yeah, it's cardboard with sauce on it.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know what it is.
I moved to Dallas. I lived there for a year, and it was cardboard with red water and grated cheese.
Yeah,
I've never thrown a pizza out in my life. That was the only time. Yeah. I mean, even a bad pizza, I'll eat my way through.
Yeah, when Domino's is a good pizza, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yes.
I used to work at Domino's in Newington.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a pretty good job.
That's why you like Paul's.
Exactly.
So you came out with two albums this year, four albums next year. So I guess we can say we know how you've been spending your time in COVID.
Yeah.
Busy.
It actually turned out to be pretty great for me because I'm an introvert by nature. And normally I get sucked into all these meetings and photo shoots and whatever. And I kind of lose my connection to my creativity. And then the last 18 months, I was just locked up at home like everybody else, and I was just amazingly productive.
That's great. Good use of your time.
I saw that you also doing some model building.
Yeah, well, when the lockdown started, I was just like, what am I going to do? So I tried a bunch of different hobbies, and one of them was model airplane building, And I made a couple airplanes, and then I chucked them in the trash, and I haven't done it since.
Oh, see?
You know, you could have sold those. We would have taken them and auctioned them off for the toy drive.
The toy drive, exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh.
See? Can you make some more?
Work.
No pressure, you know. Mm. If you're not busy, like a weekend, something like that.
It's a lot of work, man.
Oh, okay. A paper airplane probably still,
you know,
too.
I know you're a fan of the Beach Boys. I think, you know what? Let me go back to that. A paper airplane. Can you make us a paper airplane?
You know it's going to sell for a lot. Yeah. Who made this? Who touched this? Exactly, right.
Yeah. That I can do. I don't know how well it will fly.
But oh, we don't care about flying.
No one wants to fly.
Yeah, no. Trust me. It's going to go on a frame somewhere.
Right. We'll put it in a plastic, like a trophy box.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, I can do that.
I didn't actually think I'd ask you for a favor, but here we are.
It's weird how it works out.
When you're on Foxwoods, I have an idea for you, Rivers.
Uh-oh.
Because we all know that you're a big Beach Boys fan. I think you come out, do your Beach Boys song, and then you play all Beach Boys all night.
Oh, wow.
Like you wear the outfits.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that would be amazing. I think that would take a little bit of rehearsal.
Right. Yeah, the high notes.
Exactly, yeah, today. Like after the paper airplane thing, do that.
We are excited to play that show because Hell and Meg is amazing, but there's a bunch of bands. We get to play 60 minutes, and we got to bring like the very biggest hits. And we're looking forward to playing this smaller venue at Foxwoods for just the Weezer fans and get to branch out with our set list a little more and play a longer set.
Sounds cool.
I love that about you. You love the fans so much. I know there has to be a thrill about playing the hits to 80,000 people, but when you're on Zoom with 500 people, that's got to be exciting as well for you because it's more intimate.
It's nothing like being right there with the crowd and hearing everybody sing along. You know, everyone's a diehard fan.
That's so cool. We're talking to Rivers Cuomo of Weezer, coming to Foxwoods Saturday. I know you went to Harvard. See, I went to Harvard, but I just drove through the campus.
Yeah.
And you're into computer programming. Did you find Zoom and all this stuff easy because you're a computer guy?
No, that's the weird thing is, I'm not really tech savvy. It's like, I have the hardest time even figuring out the remote control for the TV.
Oh, thank God.
But, when it comes to programming, I just, something about it, I just really clicks with me. And, I just love automating things like tedious little tasks that I have to do throughout the day. If I can get a computer to do them, I'll sit there and work for 10 hours on a program that will save me like 30 seconds of tedious work.
That seems like a good investment, as long as it keeps doing that.
Exactly.
So you did that with a program that would tell you the best time to leave a location for traffic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
So I'm using that on tour right now. It's called Drive Times. And basically at the beginning of the tour, I just get the entire routing in a spreadsheet from our agent and stick it into my program, run it, and then like a couple minutes later, all the drives for the entire tour from the hotel to the venue, back to the airport and so on are all in my calendar. And not just my calendar, but the entire, you know, anyone on the tour can look at this calendar. It saves a lot of effort.
Oh, now, wow. Is there a way to convert that into family scheduling?
Yeah, easily.
Wow. It seems like it should be an app.
Right?
Yeah, my wife uses it too with me.
And she knows what time you're supposed to get home, too.
So AJ has three things that he said he has in common with you.
Yeah.
As he was looking through notes.
Yeah, we're simpatico here. We're both in the high school choir. We both were in Greece.
Oh.
And I was a roadie for a band, for many bands.
Oh, yeah.
See? Ta-da.
Did you grow up in Connecticut?
No, I grew up in Long Island, right across the pond there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because I don't know how old you are, but I did a lot of regional choir stuff too and was traveling around with the
chorus. Okay, yeah. Well, I graduated in 1980, so I'm sure, you know, I'm long before you. I test the place out for you and make sure you're okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, AJ's a big Happy Days fan, so he loved your Buddy Holly video.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Totally worked for me.
Well, listen, we're excited about this Foxwood show. It's a homecoming for you. It's direct to the fans, Weezer to the fans. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. Take it easy.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you,
guys.
Eric. Thank you.
Thanks, Rivers.
We want that paper airplane.
Okay. All right, guys. Talk to you guys soon. I'll get in touch with Keith.
Hey, thanks for kidding.
Yeah. Bye.
Jeff from West Hartford, who has a story. Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Hey. So back in 2001, my brother worked at a hardware store, and he always got odd jobs that he gave to me. One job was going to this woman's house and just moving some furniture from one room to another, and it was an easy job. So me and my buddy went over there. As we're helping her out, we went into one of the office rooms, and there's two gold record plaques on the wall, and there's an MTV Music Award in there. And so I just happened to ask, you have an MTV Music Award in your office room. Who's that? And she goes, my son is Rivers, the singer of Weezer. So I'm like, really? So I was kind of in shock at the moment. I wasn't a huge Weezer fan at the time. But I was like, okay, that's interesting. And I didn't make her feel uncomfortable. And then she's like, are you a fan? And I'm like, yeah, I'm familiar with their music. I noticed there's an article in Entertainment Weekly that they just did a music video with the Muppets. So she says, yeah, do you want to watch the video? I have it. So I said, all right. So she sat me and my buddy down after we helped her move. We watched the video, and then she played a second video, Hash Pipe. After that, and she actually served us snacks as we're watching these videos.
Nice. Some Hostess cupcakes and whatnot.
Now, did you see things after the snack?
Right.
Yeah, so I was just kind of like in shock. I'm like, is this really happening? So after the fact, she said, do you know anybody that wants a piano? So we went to the basement, and she had this stand-up piano in her basement. She's like, I'm looking to get rid of it. And I noticed the stairway up the basement was really thin, and I knew it was going to be a real pain to get it up there. So I didn't even think at the time, like, well, you know, this could be worth something or anything. I was thinking more I was going to hurt myself trying to get it out of here. So yeah. I was like, well, I'll try to find somebody that will be interested in it. And then she was really nice. She was so proud of her son that, you know, she had a big smile on her face as she's talking about her son. And she told me how she came up with the name Rivers when she named them. And
what did she say? Because there's a debate about this, yeah. And now you have firsthand knowledge.
It's controversy.
Yeah. To wipe out the Wikipedia entry. Go ahead.
What?
Well, honestly, it was 20 years ago, and I was kind of in shock at the time. But she did say it had something to do with two rivers.
Okay, New York, because he was born in New York.
Between the Hudson and East River.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, honestly, I don't even remember the details of it. It's
That's just, all right. No, that was the detail. That was enough to know
Thank you.
Which version was right.
Confirmation.
So now we know.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap. What did you do with the piano? Did you get the piano?
Somebody else did.
No. And my brother still yells at me about it to this day. He's like, you idiot. We could have got that out of there. We could have made some money. He said, well, I wasn't even thinking at the time, Dan. I'm sorry. So, long story short, the funniest thing about it was as we were leaving, she actually offered us like brand new like Weezer shirts. She's like, here, take these.
Nice.
Wow. What a great mom.
So
proud.
Right. Very supportive.
Wow. I wonder if that's the piano like he learned on.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoops.
We should go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nah, that looks like a pain in the ass. Okay, I'll ask around.
My back hurts so bad. Yeah.
I'll give you $20 for it.
I've had too many cupcakes.
Give me this T-shirt instead.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell us those too often.
Well, who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
All right. Jeff, thank you for that story, brother. Appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
All right, man.